Carlos Ducarmo has a nickname, the Sinatra of Fado. Fado is the national music of Portugal. It's filled with so much emotion that people describe it as the Portuguese blues. Carlos Ducarmo set the path for generations of singers, yet until this past weekend, he had never performed in New York City. Beto Arcos has this profile of the 78-year-old singer.
Carlos Ducarmo wants to set the record straight on Fado.
People think that Fado is connected with sadness only. It's not true.
Ducarmo says there is sad Fado.
Fado menor, minor Fado. That's sad. It can describe the sad side of life.
Nasce o dia na cidade que me encanta. Na minha velha Lisboa.
But Ducarmo says there's also happy fado, sung in a major key, and really happy fado.
The corrido is something that you even can dance, and has got to be a smile when you sing it.
Lá vai no mar da palha o cacilheiro, comboio de Lisboa sobre a água, Cacilhas e Seixal. Montijo mais Barreiro, pouco tejo e muita mágoa.
Carlos Ducarmo grew up in Lisbon, the son of Lucília Ducarmo, one of the great singers of the golden age of Fado, which began in the late 1920s. Her club became a gathering place for all of the older Fado singers, says Rui Vieira Neri, a musicologist and the author of A History of Portuguese Fado.
And he absorbed that tradition, but then he went on to reprocess that heritage. And he was always very curious about the interaction between Fado and other genres. He was very keen on, say, French song, Frank Sinatra, and the crooners.
Sinatra was the best Fado singer I ever heard. I mean it. You heard Sinatra. The same song in different records. Never the same song. That's Fado.
Carlos Ducarmo took Sinatra's approach and applied it to his own records. Up until he came along in the early 1960s, Fado was usually performed by a singer and two guitarists. He brought in the orchestra.
A saudade andou comigo e através do som da minha voz no seu fado mais antigo fez mil versos a falar de nós.
Rui Vieira Neri says Ducarmo also invited musicians who were outside the scene to compose music for Fados.
He managed to attract people from pop rock, from jazz, from art music, and convinced them to actually try to get into the language of Fado and write melodies for Fado, just as much as he attracted some of the very best contemporary poets to write for him.
One of them was Arido Santos. In 1977, 3 years after the collapse of Portugal's dictatorship, the two men collaborated on an album called Homem na Cidade, A Man in the City.
We lived in a dictatorship for almost 50 years. It was censorship. So if you sing under censorship, you can't express yourself. And I lived that. I know what I'm talking about. It's terrible. You know, it humiliates you. My good friend, Arido Santos, very, very good popular poet, we had an idea together. Let's make an album about Lisbon in freedom.
Agarro a madrugada como se fosse uma criança. Uma roseira entrelaçada, uma videira de esperança, tal qual o corpo da cidade. De manhã cedo ensaia a dança de quem por força da vontade de trabalhar nunca se cansa.
Before the album came out, Fado had become old-fashioned, aligned with the regime, even as Ducarmo was pushing its boundaries. But Homem na Cidade was a watershed. It was a call to artists, poets, and musicians, says Sara Pereira, director of the Fado Museum.
They had no more excuses to dislike Fado, to criticize Fado. Carlos was fundamental so that they could understand that Fado can sing everything, can also be a song of intervention, can also be a song of protest. So it's alive, it's a living tradition where all the feelings and ideas have a place.
And whether a Fado is sad or happy, Carlos do Carmo says it has to be deep. The lyrics have to be strong and go straight to the heart.
For me, it's life, love. It's my entire life, my dreams, the love of my hometown, love of my country. It's a deep song, a very deep song.
For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
De mão na anca, descompõe a freguesa. Atrás da banca, chamam-lhe Cosme e Burguesa.